Hi, Michaela Lafrac here. The podcast you are about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity.
As the war in Israel and Palestine rages on, it remains difficult for many, many people to have conversations about it. The conflict is so fraught. This month, a play at the Unadilla Theater in Marshfield tackles the subject head on with empathy and openness. Returning to Haifa is an English language adaptation of a 1970 novella by the same name by the Palestinian writer and journalist Ghassan Kanafani. It's directed by Zephyr Teachout, who grew up in the Upper Valley. She's an attorney who now teaches at Fordham Law in New York. She's also the author of multiple books, and her writing has appeared in publications including the New York Times and Foreign Affairs. She's also an actor and has appeared in many plays at the Unadilla Theater. Zephyr Teachout joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
We're so glad to have you with us. Now, the journey of this play, Returning to Haifa, to the stage in Vermont, is a fascinating one. Can you tell us about how it came about?
Sure. I have been involved in this wonderful little community theater in East Callis, Marshfield, right between the two, for many years now. And the person who runs the theater just turned 100 this year, Bill Blatchley, and has wanted to put on this play for many years. I think it came to light. He became aware of it when the English language adaptation was commissioned by the New York Public Theater, and then the board said, no, we don't want to put it on, too controversial. Mm. But it's a, let me just tell you a little bit about the play. It's a, it's based on Kanafani's novella, and it's about two Palestinians, Safiya and Saeed, who are deeply in love and move to Haifa and then are expelled in 1948 in what is known by Palestinians as the Nakba, or the catastrophe, where 750,000 Palestinians were forced to leave. The couple returns 20 years later, when they're finally allowed to return. They can't come back for 20 years. And they've left behind a five-month-old who they had to abandon during the bombing. They come back to their home and find that it is being lived in by a Polish Holocaust survivor who had lost her own family, her father in Auschwitz and her brother in the Holocaust, who'd been given that house to live in and then had raised that five-month-old as an Israeli. Hmm. So it's a confrontation between two families, both of whom are refugees, both of whom are, of course, horrifically impacted by world events, but then are in a living room together with the 20-year-old man trying to make sense of their lives and their past. Mm.
It's such a powerful story and a fraught one, too. I mean, any conversation about the Israel-Hamas war is a tricky and treacherous one right now. There's so many feelings on both sides of this. Did anything give you pause or make you nervous about taking on this project?
I think what you just said is why it's so important, because there's so many conversations that are coming to dead ends right now. Or, you know, I know a lot of people, and I'm sure listeners do too, who just have decided, I'm not going to talk about it because it's too difficult, because I don't know what other people think. Maybe I don't know what I think. I don't know what I'm supposed to think. And it feels too difficult. And art and theater in particular has a way of opening up closed discussions. Because this is, of course, very much about and related to what is happening in Gaza right now. But we're coming at it in a totally different way. It's looking at what happened 70 years ago and 50 years ago. It's in a living room. It's with humans who are trying to resolve their own different memories of what happened, struggling with memory, struggling with questions of what is home. These questions that we all deal with, you know, in Vermont or wherever, like, right, what is my home? What is my past? And they're so human and so beautifully written. And then there's invitations to engage in history. So what I think, I'm inviting people to this play, and people come to this play with really deeply different politics. Kanafani had his own clear politics, but the play, I think, transcends, like Arthur Miller. You know, you don't have to be a communist to love Arthur Miller. This play transcends Kanafani's politics and allows people to ask different kinds of questions than they might be asking right now. And the other reason I think it's so important right now is because of the numbers and the suffering. It is so important to celebrate Palestinian literature and humanity and individuals and get away from the numbing nature of numbers.
Mm. What's the audience response been like so far?
Oh, there's something so special about theater. And I would even say, I've always loved theater, but I'd say it's even more true right now because everyone's online all the time and scrolling and clicking and seeking and enraged. And then you drive up this long, long dirt road to these two big barns in a field and walk into a dark room, and you're with strangers, all of whom have come with, as I said before, different politics, but also just different grocery lists, different things that they're thinking about. And the play starts, the lights go up. It's about an hour and a half, and you can almost feel the vibrations of attention. Everybody has just been transfixed for this 90 minutes. Many people weep. Many people laugh. And then afterwards, after the first night, somebody came up to me and said, "Oh, what an incredible play about motherhood." And somebody else said, "Wow, well, that's just a great history play." And I really credit the actors that I'm working with and the script and Kanafani's story, that it has those layers that everyone is both coming completely together, but is also finding different strands that really speak to them, given where they are in their own lives. Hmm.
How did you cast the play? Could you tell us about one or two of the actors?
Yeah. I started casting, I think, in about February and used a website called Backstage and decided to just go national, see who was interested. It's a community theater. We can't really pay much. It's room and board if you're lucky. Found these actors from all over the country who also came for different reasons. There's Aisha Alam has come from Houston. She has she was an actress in Pakistan, where she did a lot of comedy and the vagina monologues, and then has spent the last, I think, 20 years in Houston, and was really excited and moved by this play, given her own activism and a desire to raise attention to the human aspects and of what is happening in Gaza, and to seek peace through theater. And I have found a wonderful actor in Brooklyn, who also actually happens to originally be Pakistani, and who was just so excited by the script and the acting opportunity, and has become completely immersed in Kanafani's language. I mean, he's an extraordinary actor on stage. And then we have our wonderful Burlington actress, Sifihid Jamali, who is of Bahraini background, who plays a younger version of the couple. There's a lot of playing with time in the play. And she having lived through the Arab Spring with a father who is a Bahraini journalist who was targeted and was at great risk in Bahrain, so the family had to leave, had a very personal reaction to the play. Mm-hmm. I've got a great actor from Baltimore and from Lyme. I can't go through all five, but what we have ourselves had some lovely conversations in which there is room for compassion, but also room for difference, which feels really important to me right now.
Yeah. Well, Zephyr, you brought up how the play plays with time a little bit. So I have to ask, how do you find the time to balance community theater with your work as an attorney and your life in New York?
Yeah, this has been such a pleasure. But I think that we all need art. A lot of the work I've been working on recently, I mentioned the internet before, is social media and children and teenagers, and seeing how much the ways in which social media is addicting kids, but also taking away play. But frankly, it's taking away play from all of us, not just kids. And I am so committed to, for myself, but also in the world, to never, you can't have meaningful politics without art. You know, we need art. We need spaces to be creative, to connect in other ways, whether it's painting or theater, or reading a poem with your sister one night. And so I don't know that I have the time. It's taken a lot more time than I expected, but I don't regret a second of it, because when I'm in that dark room and hear some of the beautiful Kanafani phrases that I know will stay with me for decades, I'm just so grateful to be able to get to do this.
Mm. Well, what a perfect answer for a show that was otherwise devoted to politics. We really appreciate this look at the art that is being created at the Unadilla Theater. The play Returning to Haifa is at the Unadilla Theater in Marshfield until August 24th. It's directed by Zephyr Teachout. Zephyr, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.